Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is going to be an absolutely, completely, and totally jam-packed transmission. I'm going to have to really focus my thoughts and just put the info out on literally 50 different subjects in little info war bomb packets. Bev Harris joins us in the next segment on this Friday edition, the 11th day of January 2008. Albert Howard, one of the Republican candidates there in New Hampshire for president, who's going there. I believe he's already there now in New Hampshire for the recount. We're very close to getting Dennis Kucinich on the show to comment on how he is requesting a recount of the Democratic candidates. We also have Benjamin Fulford, because it's 3 a.m. in Japan. Remember, he got the interview with David Rockefeller a month ago or so, former Forbes writer. And so we're not going to cancel him, even though all this stuff's happening, because he's staying up till 3 a.m. Japan time to come on the transmission with us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts starts off the second hour. We got Brad Friedman of the Brad Blog, Tracking Election Fraud, popping in after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and then Larry Pratt to cover the absolutely massive assault on the Second Amendment. So Bev Harris, Albert Howard, Dennis Kucinich, Benjamin Fulford, Paul Craig Roberts, Brad Freeman, Larry Pratt, and I'm even going to try to jam some of your calls in on the election fraud, on the new Gulf of Tonkin 2 happening in the Middle East, the saber rattling on what's happening to the economy. 1-800-259-9231. And I'll have a guest on. I'm just going to stop him and go to one of your calls and just throw it in. It's going to be an absolute radio graffiti today, where it's just going to be thousands of angles basically coming out. Ron Paul got asked about 9/11 Truth last night and said, hey, he doesn't control what his constituents believe. He's up there about issues. I also want to try to take time out to play the Ron Paul clip of him responding on Wolf Blitzer to, quote, racism. He really stood up for himself and actually got some of his blood flowing. Ron Paul has now made a brief statement about election fraud, and he says, yeah, he knows that he won't put it past his enemies to engage in election fraud. And I've now talked to the campaign, and they're just still trying to analyze exactly what's going on. And, of course, they're pleased that Kucinich and others are investigating. So we'll give you some strategy on that end as well. This is the other type of news I have. U.S. recession could cause global slowdown. Gold goes up to 900 after Bernanke speech, which means total inflation is what his speech meant. First flush, New York City unveils public pay toilet. We're becoming a third world country. More and more taxes, less and less services. See, first they get you addicted to services, make you slaves, and they take it all away. That's just some of what is coming up today. Just so many guests. Literally my head's spinning, but we're going to cover it all. The big news, obviously, is that not only has Albert Howard Jr., one of the Republican presidential candidates, little known, who's joining us in the next segment with Bev Harris, not only is he going there for a recount and the start of it, it is $2,000 to start it rolling, but then it costs tens of thousands after that. With the Granny Warriors taking collections now up at $13,000 worth to try to pay for that on the Howard end, we have Kucinich, again, calling for one on the Democratic end. Kucinich seeks New Hampshire Dem vote recount. We've got Ron Paul's daily message yesterday where he did allude to election fraud. Good. We're seeing some movement. It's all coming up after this quick break. This is a broadcast, my friends, you are not going to want to miss. Absolutely jam-packed. RonPaulWarRoom.com is going crazy right now with folks in there posting.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's the headlines right now on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, vote fraud is not beyond these people, is the headline on PrisonPlanet.com. Right beside it, another story by Paul Watson. Kucinich backs New Hampshire recount. But Beth Harris, the preeminent election fraud expert, and of course, one of the co-producers of Hacking Democracy on HBO, says that it could be a trap if it's not done exactly right. And we're also lining up. We just talked to him. He's trying to get to his hotel room so he can call in. He is in New Hampshire, we're told. Correct, John? He did get there? Last time I talked to him was last night. Albert Howard, one of the Republican candidates, who didn't wait for orders from headquarters. He went, flew there last night with the Granny Warriors, thanks to your donations, financing it. Flew out there, and he's paying the $2,000. I think that's already been done, or is being done right now, so that, and this is the filing date today. So Paul's responded to the election fraud and says it could be going on. So much is happening. To give us her expertise on how this can be dealt with and the circuitous route and the tricks they're going to play in a recount to foil us again, how do we defeat them and grab victory from the jaws of defeat, and then any other new developments. Frankly, I'm surprised. We had Bev on 2 days ago. It became massive news everywhere and has now broken into the national news finally, but not as big as it should have, that It's been confirmed in Greenville, confirmed in Sutton. Now it's coming out in other towns. Zero votes for Paul when he really got a lot of votes. The bigger issue is these towns with hundreds and hundreds of votes, sometimes over 500, that just say other, and they won't say what it is. That's the big issue. That went huge. But then we find out this guy is a convicted narcotics trafficker running it all, and wasn't even big on PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net. A real shame. So, Bev Harris, thank you for joining us again.
Hi there. I just got new information as well, so yeah,
hit us with that new info first, Bev, and then get into your advice from your studying these creatures, how to try to affect a recount that's harder for them to steal again.
Well, you know, I'm very careful about what I say, and I've been saying for several days here, you know, watch out, be careful on this recount business. There's something I wasn't able to say publicly, but I've known for some time privately, and that's because I needed some corroboration in a public way to be able to do this. In New Hampshire, the person in government who is in charge of ballot chain of custody is not a friend to election integrity. His name is Dave Scanlon, and he has just outed himself in a way by publishing a statement that is disinformation, and he knows completely that it's better. And I'm at this point going to name names. David Scanlon, if he's involved in any way, shape, or form with the ballots, then we need to get a independent corroboration of everything from step one, from step A to step Z.
Can't we just trust him behind closed doors? Isn't that the thing to do?
Yeah. This is a guy who just divert. And I have now two leads on who does the ballot printing. One of them is from a better source than the other, but they're both good. One wonderful citizen found that the state of New Hampshire has printing contracts with a prison, a work training program inside a prison. And so that was not, it's a bit of a concern because you don't necessarily want convicted felons running around the state who've just been trained on how to print ballots. But doesn't look like that's where it's coming, where they're getting them printed. It looks like one of the players involved in the printing is LHS Associates.
Bev, you got the floor. Continue.
You know, essentially, when people say there's a discrepancy between the hand counts and the machine counts, and we know that the people who coded those machines is this LHS Associates, which has a convicted criminal. If you coded the machines to cheat, you're going to know exactly what ballots need to be replaced. And if you're involved in the ballot printing in any way, shape, or form, you've got your plan B sitting in a warehouse ready to substitute.
Now, Bev, I want to bring up Albert Howard Jr., who has flown, thanks to listeners and others donating to get him out there, because we didn't know yesterday afternoon when we called him and the Granny Warriors were here at the office and we got him the funding to go. We didn't know that Kucinich was going to come in with a Democratic recount and has now paid the $2,000 to do that before the deadline. I want you to give him advice on just any ways we can try to block these guys. But obviously,
they
own the machines. They own the company. They've got the felons running the op. They've got the other people at every level.
And it's not a lot of people. That's what's scary about it. There's not a lot of people. And when you see that narrowing of the pipeline, so it's just in a few hands, it's very dangerous. It's exciting. The concept of doing a recount, a statewide hand, and now just doing a spot check is worthless, but if you're going to do a statewide hand count recount, it's exciting, but we made assumptions in the past. It's very dangerous for us to make assumptions that the ballot chain of custody or that it would be difficult to rig that ballot system. We have to ask every question we can think of.
Clear about this. Unless this is done right, not haphazardly, unless this is done statewide, and that's still an incredible risk as well, we have to preface it with that, then don't do it. Don't go do two or three spot checks. Don't go fall into their hands. Now, Bev, the national media wrote a half dozen stories that I read last night. It's more today. I didn't have time to read them all. Dallas Morning News saying we're conspiracy theorists. We're imagining there's fraud because Obama was 13 to 20 points, depending on the poll, on average about 15 points ahead of Hillary. Then he loses by, almost 4 points. That's almost a 20-point swing That's never happened before with an entire index of polls. They're now, but they have their own conspiracy in the national media. Bev, they are saying that that the voters all, with no evidence, the voters all lied to pollsters about Obama when it was really Hillary. So there's the media, no evidence, just making it up in unison. Actually, hundreds of reports saying that, and more than six saying we're insane. When we have counties...
And remember, those hundreds of reports come essentially from the same source, the Associated Press.
That's right, which is Voter News Services.
Again, we always want to look for where that pipeline narrows. Anytime you see something like this, and this is the big thing, it'll be, oh, well, the media, and they're all this, and you think, you assume, well, it couldn't all be wrong. And then you watch, and you ask questions, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, it's all coming from one source.
Well, Bev, that's my point, is that they just say, oh, the voters all lied, they cheated, that's why the polls are all wrong, but wait a minute. We have discrepancies in the machine leaning for Hillary, for the Republicans, for the establishment candidates against Paul and Obama. We have Paul getting half the votes he was supposed to get according to the polls. We have a 20-point swing, and that's what it is when you count the 3.5%, 4%, and then the polls, against Obama. And then you have a felon running it, and then you have all the, I mean, it's red-handed, Bev. I mean, don't we have something serious here?
I think here's what we have to be careful of. The bigger the thing is that you're looking at, the more you have to be very precise. And I think it's helpful for us to say there are huge, multiple red flags that we have no answers for and no adequate explanation for. And they're in multiple areas, like they're in the polling area, they're in the results area where different results are showing up a day later, they're in the fact that we had all these other votes on the machines that are unexplained, they're in the fact that the machine counties reported late, 4 hours late, time to cook the books, they're in the fact that you've got this felon and this one company doing this. So what we have is across a variety of spectrums, multiple red flags, and...
Bev, I want to get more into that.
Saying, we've proven fraud. That's not, you know, if you do that, then they come back and say, where's the fraud proof? Give it to me. You know, so you don't want to fall in that trap either. You want to say, this is what we got right here.
Well, we have a convicted narcotics trafficker who was told what he was doing in Connecticut in a previous election was illegal.
Now, and I have more information on that, too.
Okay,
yesterday,
well,
it was like with CND. It was for cocaine distribution, and he did a plea deal and sold out the guy up above him in the ranks.
Okay, I want more on that, but we got to get to Albert Howard, who's been holding. Albert Howard, you got out to New Hampshire when, last night or this morning?
I got out last evening around 12:30 in the morning from Detroit Metro Airport. Via Philadelphia.
So you are now in New Hampshire. Where are you in New Hampshire?
I'm actually in a phone booth in the State House. I've been in meetings all morning with Secretary of State William Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Just paid the $2,000 maybe about a half hour ago. So it's official, and I have also agreed to pay any additional costs of the recount in addition to the $2,000 fee I've already paid.
Now, what total numbers are they giving you? I mean, are you telling him you want statewide?
I ask him that repeatedly, and it is a statewide operation. He suggests that there will
now,
be...
Now, is it a computer rerun, or they're going to physically retabulate the paper?
This is a physical paper trail, old-fashioned, Lord
yeah,
willing.
New Hampshire, yeah.
You have warned him about tricks.
Well, the problem there is the ballot chain of custody in New Hampshire. There's a lot of information that we need to know so we know. We can't make assumptions about it. They're going to give you a lot of lovely things that say, well, this and this, and we do this, and there's this check and balance. As we start really asking the questions, we're finding out some answers that I really don't like to see. We're getting, and I think we don't know what it is quite yet. But we don't have the answers, and the big risk here is ballot substitution. Somewhere, see, if you don't know where those ballots have been, because they started out in townships all over the place, 230, and then they're all going to go into a central location. And if you don't know,
and we've got the cocaine dealer over it, yeah.
Yeah, if we don't know everything about that situation, and not just believing what
they
say.
Well, tell you what, stay
there.
Quick break. I know you're in a phone booth, Mr. Howard. We really appreciate you and Bavaris. Stay there. Tell us more. You've got the floor when we get back. Albert Howard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've analyzed the enemy formation. It's black ops, CIA, private intelligence agencies with an army of convicted narcotics traffickers, hackers, fraud specialists. They run the country. They run almost every county and city. But we don't disengage. We redouble our efforts. We have Albert Howard on with us. And it says on his website, Albert B., America's first black future president from Ann Arbor.
And you can go to his website, vote-smart.org. We have a link to it up on prisonplanet.com and then his sub bio there. And very articulate, very intelligent man. I really enjoyed talking to him yesterday. We don't have a lot of time with you or Bev. I'm going to have to hold Bev over. Maybe get you back on later, Mr. Howard, once you get to your hotel. But just anything else you can report to us, sir, and on what you're doing, how we can help you while you're there in New Hampshire.
Well, it's great to see the troops assemble, and basically I'm here in this region as long as necessary. I believe that I represent the spirit of liberty, and I'm just a conduit of truth. And basically I am encouraged because of the psychological profile of these wimps and these thugs. You know, the spirit of insecurity will be exposed and they will be defeated. And I'm just grateful that the Lord has given me an opportunity to be a part of what He's doing, because it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Absolutely, Bev Harris. You guys probably need to exchange numbers. Mr. Howard, is it okay if I give Ms. Harris?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Your info,
yeah.
Because she really is the expert. There's a couple other really good experts out there, so that you can know what to watch for. Specifically, who did you speak with again at the state? What are they telling you? What type of recount do they claim you paid for?
Specifically, I have been in Secretary of State William Gardner's office all morning since about 9 a.m. this morning, and I've been talking with the press, the Concord Monitor, and some of the other press, but... Basically, he has been sitting down with me, talking to me about the laws and the bylaws, and instructing me that this will be a statewide effort, and that as soon as the $2,000 was submitted to him, that started the trigger of this wind machine. And I've been saying to him what I'd like to do, Secretary Gardner. I'd like to go in the press room and get a press. Press conference, and I'm waiting until about 1:30. I want to be with him. I want him next to me as I articulate the spirit of your program and of Bev. I want the people to hear, you know, verbatim exactly what's going on. And he says that his quote is that actually they won't you won't have to go to them when you have paid this money. They will come to you. So we'll see what's going on here.
And you say you just paid that money 40 minutes ago?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cash.
All right, and you've got a receipt, and what does the receipt say?
The receipt says, just a moment, get it out of my pocket here. Okay, here it is right here. He made me write out a letter as well, and maybe I don't have time to read that to you.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the letter is, it's in my handwriting. It's been, it has the CO stamp on it. It's dated 11 January 07. To Secretary of State, I, Albert Howard, request a recount of the ballots cast in Republican presidential primary. I, Albert Howard, was a candidate and received votes on the primary ballot on January 8th, 2008. There's the official New Hampshire Secretary of State seal received. My signature, and it also says, I, Albert Howard, agree to pay any additional cost of the recount in addition to the $2,000 fee I've already paid. And he said the last time that this happened like this was with Ralph Nader in the primary.
Now, specifically, what does your receipt say?
The receipt has a number on the top of it. It says, State of New Hampshire, Office of Secretary of State, Concord, New Hampshire. Albert Howard, $2,000, and it's there's a section down in the elections box that says recount, $2,000, total $2,000. It has the secretary's signature at the bottom.
But it doesn't say what type of recount. Bev, he needs to get a letter specifying, doesn't he?
Well, no, it's a two-stage process. And so you first put the $2,000 down, and then you choose the areas, and that's when they give you the bill. Now, I know that Nader, I believe they told him initially for and he did a mistake because he picked just like 11 precincts or wards or something. But they told him $17,000, and then all of a sudden at the end they jacked it up to $53,000. So, and that was just for 11 locations. Remember, New Hampshire has over 240, so we have to be very careful. But yeah, I would be interested. I can talk about procedural issues.
Yes, Ben,
and,
I definitely would
should.
Like to link up with you.
Yeah.
You need to help.
I'll tell you what, both
this.
Of you stay right there for just a few minutes on the other side. Then we're gonna exchange numbers right now. That's what we do here, bringing patriots together. That's what this broadcast is all about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here live. We'll be here for the next 2.5 hours. Benjamin Fulford joining us from Japan. I believe he's in Tokyo. He'll be popping in a moment. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, talk about the economy, the election, and what's happening with exploding gold and plunging dollar. Brad Freeman from the Brad Blog on election fraud. Larry Pratt, Gunners of America. And Dennis Kucinich, congressman, who's doing a Democratic recount, will be coming up in the last 30 minutes. That is confirmed. This is an absolutely jam-packed transmission as we cover the economy, the attack on the Second Amendment, the New World Order police state, all of it. Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org breaking massive story after massive story. Before we briefly go back to Albert Howard, who just paid for the beginning of the recount process in New Hampshire, and we've connected you guys. You're going to be advising him and others, and hopefully we can have you back on with Kucinich later to maybe give him some advice. I think he could use it. Because you've got the real expertise and are the brain on that subject. No man or woman is an island. None of us know it all. That's why we go to trusted, vetted experts. But, Bev, you said there's other news. Quickly, in 60 seconds, you said there's been other big developments on election fraud front, on the cocaine dealer front running it. Tell us what's going on quickly.
Thank God.
Do what, Bev?
I'm sorry. Are we on?
Yes.
I was talking to my assistant. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. You thought we were still on break, Bev. Quickly, you said there was some other breaking news on election fraud.
No, it was just going to be that we have identified the guy at the state that is in charge of the chain of custody, and that we knew that LHS has some involvement in it. So the next level is going to be, these recounts are all about ballot chain of custody at this point.
But then you said there was some other big issue, something else that had come out, and we went to break.
Probably on the, I can't remember what we were saying.
There's so much, yeah.
Yeah, I know there's so much coming in. There's a lot of stuff that's coming in. The statistics have been run on the hand count versus the machine count. And the hand count and the machine count, there are some really weird anomalies, like, you know, percentages that when you run them out to two digits are too much the same in certain situations. So that's one of the next stories that I'd like to get out, but it's going to take really vetting out those numbers because, as you know, people love to, you know, discuss all kinds of things with math. But it does look like that hand count versus machine count is probably going to come up with interesting information. One of the interesting things is the hand count locations where Obama apparently did better are also the locations where black candidates tend to do worse. Now, that's interesting, isn't it?
Interesting. And on top of it, the numbers we've seen show that Paul and Obama did better in the 19% paper and did worse on the machines.
Yes, but the question there is, this is where these kinds of statistics can be very tricky. They're initially done on those Associated Press results, and as we know, those things changed. In fact, you know, situations where Ron Paul had zero suddenly ended up, when the official results came out, that he had some votes. So the Associated Press numbers that were used initially for that analysis are not quite the same. Similar, but not quite the same as the official results. So they have to. What they are doing now is comparing them with the official results and also with the Associated Press results, and finding out exactly what we're looking at, and then taking historical data and going, okay, let's take a look at the racial profiles for the two different areas.
Bev, we've got another guest, and I know you're very busy. I just wanted to get some final comments and from. Albert Howard right now, and we've got to go to Benjamin Fulford. Uh-huh. I appreciate holding from Japan. Benjamin Fulford, again, stay right there. We're going to go to you in a second. Albert Howard, any comments, questions for Bev, anything you'd like to say in closing? Again, you're the Republican candidate who is contesting the Republican side. Dennis Kucinich is contesting for a recount of the Democratic.
Absolutely. I believe that God has assembled the right technology in the minds. I believe that Bev and, of course, you, Alex Jones. But we cannot forget, as Christians, there's a spiritual, and I'll briefly just say, we need to pray. This is a spiritual warfare. We need to pray, and we need to fast. And with the combined knowledge of the wisdom that God has assembled with Alex Jones and with Bev, with Black Voting, blackboxvoting.org, we have the victory in this. I believe it. I believe I did not come here by just showboating. We are people with effective results and solutions, and it's going to break. This is going to be something that we're
going to do. Yeah, well, this isn't Howard Dean. This isn't John Kerry or Al Gore. We're not taking this lying down. Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.com. Links to Mr. Howard's website up on Infowars.com. We'll check in with both of you throughout the day. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Let me play this minute clip of Benjamin Fulford, former writer for Forbes, who quit over being censored. And this is him interviewing David Rockefeller about a month ago. Just 1 minute of it, then we're going to go to him. Here it is.
So let me start, though. I've read quotes from you before, and I believe also from your memoirs, where you have said that you would like to see the formation of a world government. What sort of vision do you have for humanity to stop war and we'll get its act together first?
Well, I'm afraid I have to start with what you recall. I don't recall that I have said, and I don't think I really feel, that we need a world government. We need governments of the world that work together and collaborate, but I can't imagine that there would be any likelihood or even that it would be desirable to have a single government elected by the people of the world. So I think whatever you heard was misrepresented my feelings.
Okay.
By the way, in his memoir published 4 years ago, he says that he wants a world government. He says he wants to get rid of sovereignty. He says he's an internationalist. So he also says, I'm not for global government. I'm for global governance. Joining us is Benjamin Fulford. Mr. Fulford, thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Just from watching from Japan as an international writer, what do you think of the situation in New Hampshire, the clear election fraud coming out?
Well, that's... You know, I think these people just got too arrogant or too desperate, and they did something just too obvious. When you see these incredible sort of mental acrobatics in the New York Times and other places trying to explain how the polls were so wrong, you can see these people are desperate. If I were in their situation, I would be very scared. Their whole thing is starting to crumble. This is the New Hampshire could be the key. It could be the thing that causes everything to collapse for them. I certainly hope it will be.
We've got the Democratic candidate, Kucinich, calling for a recount, going and paying for it. We've got a Republican candidate doing it now. We didn't just stand around and wait for Paul to do it, folks. We took action. You took action. Mr. Fulford, shifting gears, tell us a little bit about yourself in a nutshell, your website, your awakening, and just basically just a recap and anything new about your report that you were contacted by the Asian Secret Society or, you know, Mafia, whatever you like to call it, and basically what struggle is going on right now and how that's playing out.
Okay. Well, you know, the battleground I'm involved in is obviously Japan, because if the Japanese government suddenly says to the American government, look, we're not going to finance any more mass murder, then it's game over for these guys. So... you know, that's the struggle I'm involved in over at this side of the Pacific. But I got into this because I was a business writer for many years, and I came to a very obvious sort of conclusion, which is that Japan had $5 trillion sitting around overseas, and that would be more than enough money to end poverty, stop environmental destruction, etc. So I said, well, why don't they do it? And asking this question got me into some very deep waters, and... you know, I got really close to this when I interviewed former finance minister Heizo Takenaka of Japan, and I had followed a trail of murders and ruined careers and uncovered the fact that he had betrayed his own people and sold out the Japanese financial system to a bunch of front companies controlled by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. So I actually followed a financial paper trail to these people and confronted Mr. Takenaka with this. And the very next day, I got an email from somebody saying that there's someone Mr. Takenaka wanted to introduce to me, and it was a man who said he was a professional assassin. And he gave me a Freemason badge and told me I could either become, the actual wording he used was, you know, instead of being a bug scholar, I could become a bug. And this is a very unusual phrase that was used by Takenaka to describe how he became a finance minister instead of just being an economist writing about the economy. And so they said, either you join us or you die. And then I started talking to the guy. At first I thought, well, maybe I have no choice but to go along with these people. And they started telling me, you know, I asked stuff I'd been reading about in conspiracy sites, and is it really true that you're trying to reduce the world population? They said, yes, there are too many people, and war doesn't kill them enough, so we're going to try to use disease and starvation. We need to get the world population down to 2 billion in order to protect the environment. And, you know, they were talking about it as if it was like nothing, you know, killing billions of people. And I started setting out the alarm. I found out that SARS was an artificially created disease aimed at killing Asians. And, you know, I started, like, all sorts of other people waking up, you know, following the trail from Freemasons to Skull and Bones. And you eventually, what I ended up discovering is basically... it's aristocrats. That's the easiest way of thinking of it. It's like the old aristocracy of Europe and North America, these interbred group of families who have been manipulating world history for 300 years. And suddenly, because of the birth of the internet, people started to realize this. And they were very upset. I'd also like to say that we can thank George Bush very much for being so incredibly stupid and presiding over such a brutally incompetent regime that all sorts of people suddenly realized what was going on.
Yeah, they stopped being elegant about their evil.
Yeah, and it just became too obvious, and the internet allowed all sorts of us to sort of put together the puzzle. You know, each of us had our own piece to contribute. And I think we started sort of learning from each other, and it's reaching a point where there's really some kind of threshold we're almost at. And I'd like to say, I mean, here in Japan, people are really becoming aware of all this. And most interesting of all is that last night on NHK, the Japan National Broadcasting Television, broadcast nationwide, they had a 40-minute segment where the opposition Democratic Party of Japan was grilling the Prime Minister and the Cabinet about 911, presenting all the evidence we know on national TV.
Excuse me, they're now grilling the president about inside job?
The prime minister. They were on national television in Japan, broadcast nationwide, grilling him, showing the pictures of the Pentagon, building number 7, all the really kind of obvious points that they can't refute. And it was amazing to see the expression on the prime minister's face as he's looking at this evidence. So I will try to get an English version of this grilling up on the internet sometime.
Yeah, give us your website, sir. Repeat that several times for folks.
Well, no, I'm going to get this on probably Press TV. This is the Iranian, answer to Al Jazeera. They have the facilities.
I understand, but go ahead and we've got a link on Infowars.com to your website. But go ahead and give it out.
All right. Well, it's BenjaminFulford.com, and I will try to get that online over the weekend with an English transcript. But this is a sign of things that are changing out here. And you got to remember, the perspective out here in Asia is that the entire sort of U.S. military economy is not sustainable. The idea of the United States being a superpower just doesn't make sense in this part of the world. Think of it this way. The United States is 5% of the world's population, 20% of the world's GDP, but 50% of the world's military. And the only reason they can keep 50% of the world's military is because the rest of the world used to love America and were happy to pay the bills.
And it was a fiat. They accepted our fiat currency.
Yeah. But now they're saying, wait a minute, you know, these guys are crazy. They're murderers, and they're ruining the planet, and maybe we shouldn't be financing them anymore.
And they're a bunch of eugenicists. We don't just have to trust you, sir, or what you're saying. We have all their documents where they say they want to kill at least 80% of us, which is more than what you're saying, getting us down to 2 billion. That is about the 60-70% is the conservative number. They debated all the way up to 99.9. That is actually becoming real chic within the elite for basic absolute extermination, except for a core of people. Those guys are starting to actually take over the movement. I can give you some info on that or find out if you've already got some. On it. So the radical nihilists are, and they just like to kill. That's their real reason. But let me just expand on this. Elites always go crazy. Caligula, Nero, the Aztecs. But Mr. Fulford, former Forbes writer who wasn't fired, he quit because they wouldn't let him write on this stuff. You get interviews with Rockefeller, the prime ministers, the head finance ministers. I mean, you're a heavy hitter. You're coming out with all this. It meshes with the info I've got. My big question is, they were saying, join us or you'll die. And then suddenly you started going public. Was that after you met with the other side, the agents that don't?
What happened is, I was contacted by an Asian secret society, and I had actually read about these people in history books because my university degree was in China studies. And so it was like, meeting a ghost from the history books right in front of me. And it turns out, what it was the old Ming Dynasty army. The Ming was like the high point of Chinese civilization. It was an era of, they still wax nostalgic about it. And they were invaded by these very crude barbarians who were, it's sort of like a university suddenly broke into by a motorbike gang and all these professors are terrorized by these hoodlums, right? So the entire Ming army and navy went underground and devoted themselves to overthrowing the king, or the Manchus, and restoring the Ming. and they were responsible for the Boxer Rebellion, which was a rebellion against the opium consumption. In other words, they were fighting Skull and Bones back in the 1800s. They came very close to succeeding. But
yeah, China was divided into nine areas, the U.S. sector, the British sector, and it was run by the opium barons, British East India, Skull and Bones.
And these people nearly kicked them out. And then they finally succeeded in 1911. They put in Sun Yat-sen, who was the considered the founder of modern China. However, once again, these Illuminati, these people started getting, trying to break China up, set it up, setting up warlords.
Yeah, put the communists in. Stay there. We're going to come right back with Benjamin Fulbert. It's clear that 30 minutes is not enough. And I want to beg him to come on for an hour, 2 hours with us next week. Or maybe the Sunday show, because that's later in the afternoon. That'd actually be early morning, 5, 6 in the morning for him instead of 3 a.m. Benjamin Fulbert joins us from Japan, former Forbes writer. Amazing information. Dennis Kucinich coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
You found it. Tip of the spear in the info war, in the fight against the New World Order. The Nexus Point. Bev Harris. Albert Howard. Benjamin Fulbert. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Brad Friedman. Larry Pratt. Dennis Kucinich. We may even get Rand Paul on today to comment. Ron Paul has spoken out now and said there could have been election fraud. In a brief statement, we have that. That's coming up. We have him asked about 9/11, and he didn't forsake us. He just said, look, my people can have their own views. And that shows it's becoming an issue. I mean, I watched that debate last night, And they literally just attacked him with high school comments, totally skewed, totally biased. They're not even acting like they're fair and balanced. But the whole media, Benjamin Fulford, they're not, before the New World Order had arrogance in their eyes just 5 years ago. Now I've seen it evaporate into fear. They hesitate. They stutter. Are they figuring out that they're losing the initiative right now?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been contacted by all sorts of people asking me, you know, what's going to happen to them, saying that they're going to try a more moderate line now. You know, they're scared. They're terrified. And this could, I mean, this should be taken all the way to the top. We're going to have to get to those people in London. I've finally concluded what the Japanese have been telling me all along, that it's not David Rockefeller at the top of all this. We got to go into London and get to the Rothschilds, or this whole thing won't be fully uncovered. That's what I've concluded.
Well, and you've got Queenie, though. I mean, the British royalty merged, Lord Milner, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, we've got these aristocrats. Basically, it's a battle that we thought we won years ago against the aristocrats, and apparently we didn't win. Or they came back sneakily and got us again.
You know, talking about your, you got a, well, it's the hidden empire. It's the covert op. It's the espionage system.
But what's great about this Chinese society is that they have strict rules against using society for personal benefit or gain. In other words, they will only act if it's for the greater good. So it can't be used for, you know, nefarious purposes by selfish individuals. And they really are powerful. There are 6 million members, as I've said before. There's 100,000 professional assassins, and pretty well every Asian gangster in the world is a member.
Now, with your info, though, because this is the info I've got separately, you know the U.S. put the communist in, actually kicked the nationalist out. Does my statement mesh with what they told you?
Yeah, we see the communists were agents of the Illuminati. The original communists.
Oh, it's now on History Channel that our government put them in. We always knew that, but now it's admitted, yeah.
Sure, but you see, you got to remember that in the 1960s, they had this in Russia and the Soviet Union and China nearly went to nuclear war. And the Chinese set up so they could put their entire population underground. And you got to remember that, you know, Lin Biao, who was the number two man for Chairman Mao, it died in an airplane crash as he was trying to flee to the Soviet Union. And the members of the society basically kicked them out in the 1960s.
No
mass slaughters of Chinese since the 1960s.
That's right. They then arrested Mao's wife, too.
Yeah. I mean, once Mao was dead, that was it. The rest of them were kicked out. And these people now are nationalistic autocrats, technocrats, but they are not part of this group. That much I'm sure of. I know that many of the Asian gangs are involved with Skull and Bones in the opium trade. And I know that there's a so-called Taiwan lobby, China lobby, that's linked to them. But they're underneath the overall umbrella organization, which extends not just to China. It's in Japan. It's in all of Asia. In every Chinatown in the world, you'll find them. So I am confident that the Chinese are not part of this whole thing.
Stay there. We'll be right back with Benjamin Fulford in our final segment, then the father of Reaganomics.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.